This is the Texas Standard.
First, it's no day off for many in the Texas capital city. In fact, work has reached a fever pitch under the Pink Dome as lawmakers now count down just hours until the end of the 85th legislative session. Every odd-numbered year for 140 days, Texas lawmakers meet in the capital city to participate in the political drama. Each legislator trying to cram as many bills onto the floor as possible in an effort to maybe, just maybe, help it to become law. While the curtains on this drama are soon set to drop and all the political actors are making plans to head back to their neck of Texas, a potential encore performance may be looming. We're talking about a possible special legislative session, helping us get an idea of where things stand now and how likely it will be that the governor will call a special session is Ross Ramsey, executive editor and co-founder of the Texas Tribune. Ross, thanks for your time.
Good to be here.
So we have a budget, so no special session is required on that. At least we can end the session if we want to, but are there still reasons Governor Greg Abbott might call a special session?
Yeah, there's a phenomenally boring piece of legislation called a sunset safety net bill. Mm. The legislature periodically reviews state agencies. Agencies that don't pass their reviews go out of business, and if they don't finish the review, unless there's a safety net bill, those agencies just lose their authorization and disappear. There's five agencies that haven't gotten their reviews. The legislature didn't pass the safety net bill, and the governor has to choose whether to let those agencies go or to call lawmakers back and pass that bill.
Well, and here I was thinking it was going to be something real dramatic like the bathroom bill that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has been pushing for. He's also been pushing for property taxes. Where do we stand on those must-do items for the Lieutenant Governor anyway?
Well, neither of them passed, and they're only must-do if you want them. You know, one side wants them, one side does mm-hmm. not. And the formulation on this, it was set up by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick a couple of weeks ago, was if you don't pass these bills, then the Senate won't pass a must-do bill, and they'll force a special session. And that's really where we are. The governor might feel he has to call a session on the sunset bills, and Dan Patrick and others will be trying very hard to persuade him to add their pet issues, property taxes, bathrooms, whatever else, to the agenda of that special session.
All right. So let's explain how that works real quick then. So if we have a special session, are all bills back on the table or only the ones that the governor specifically names that he wants addressed?
Only the governor's. It's completely the governor's game. Only a governor can call a special session. Only a governor can set the items on the agenda for a special session. And so at this point, it's what can you get Greg Abbott to do, either by force or by persuasion.
And Abbott is in a bit of an awkward spot between the two chamber leaders, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and House Speaker Joe Strauss, because they are completely at a disagreement when it comes to the so-called bathroom bill and on the property tax thing. That's much more of a Dan Patrick priority. Where does Abbott stand?
You know, the problem here is that the bathroom bill in particular has split conservatives between, you know, those whose interests are primarily economic on one side and those whose interests are primarily social issues on the other. The bathroom bill is very popular with the social issue Republicans. Mm-hmm. It's not very popular with economic Republicans. It caused some business disturbance and some economic development problems in North Carolina and in Indiana where it's been tried. And they're pretty worried about it. Business leaders have come out. In fact, the latest letter was 14 big company CEOs over the weekend saying you shouldn't pass discriminatory legislation. So Greg Abbott and other Republicans are looking to one side, to their this faction of their party, and to the other side of that faction, and trying to decide who to make mad.
And is this just policy, or is there also some personality here? Is this normal for this tension between the top three officials in the Texas legislature to be so high?
You know, it kind of ebbs and flows. You can kind of go through famous feuds over the years. I actually think the personalities are less important here than the issues and the ambitions of the three people at the top. You know, if this was just a personality thing, I think they'd get over it. But because the legislature, the House and the Senate are so divided and argumentative about these two issues, I think it makes it tough for the leadership.
Ross Ramsey is executive editor and co-founder of the Texas Tribune. Ross, thanks as always.
Thank you.